I want to introduce Dr. Simon. On this morning's general session, Dr. Simon will bring you his insight drawn from over 25 years of experience partnering with organizations such as General Electric and Southern California Edison to create safety culture change. An organizational change consultant with a doctorate in psychology from Harvard University, Dr. Simon is a pioneer in applying culture change principles to the workplace. A frequent speaker at national safety conferences and a prolific writer, he co-authored the four-book Grassroots Safety Leadership Series, a comprehensive guide for implementing organization-wide safety culture change. With great pleasure, I introduce Dr. Simon.
Thank you. Morning, everybody. Thank you for the warm welcome. It is an honor to be here today and at this first ever ASSC Symposium on Safety Culture. This morning, we're going to explore how to transform your safety culture and your role in making it happen. But before that, I want to say that the essence of transforming a safety culture is really all about passion and about caring. And I want to mention it up front because I don't want to lose it. It's the beginning, and it's what carries you all the way through. I first put the words culture and safety in the same sentence at a mine in Washington State. Seems a long time ago now, in 1983. You didn't put those two words in the same sentence, culture and safety. Now, 25 years later, you can't go into a meeting anywhere in manufacturing and most utilities in this country without somebody saying that the answer to all your problems when it comes to safety is safety culture and culture change. And that's just not true. And we clearly still need the excellence in safety engineering, the right policies and procedures, you know, terrific training and a good focus on behavior. But we also need safety culture. At the beginning of the journey, there's a couple key decisions, and I'd say they come up over and over again. One is always the question of who's going to drive the change. Are you going to run it top-down? Are you going to run it grassroots up? Are you going to run it with some kind of a hybrid? And this applies whether you're, again, referring to a large company or you're referring to a single department. And second question is, where do you intervene? Do you intervene system-wide, or do you go what we might call village by village? How you answer this question is up to you in terms of what works for your organization, but they're really key questions if you're launching out on the journey.